I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin. Meredith behind the glass and Matt Crowley taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092.
Did you order the colder weather and the rain to get rid of the midgets so these guys could have, you know, just perfect weather for throwing the ball, even though it's raining a little bit, but it's still better than having the midgets in your face trying to throw the ball, right?
Okay.
That's why. I think you ordered it.
All right, let's go with that. I'm fine with that then. Okay. That's what you want to do.
That's what I want to do.
He attracts a lot of controversy and a lot of comments. And he did as a player, and he does as an analyst. And he's Terry Bradshaw, the former Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback. And now, of course, with Fox Sports, and people think Terry's not good anymore, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I've always liked him. I've always liked his work.
He's at the 19th hole. That's where he is.
Well, he's having a lot of fun. Good for him.
That's what I say.
Good for him. Terry, the former Steeler quarterback, made an appearance on 103.7 The Buzz.
The Buzz. You're listening to the best in sports talk radio. The Buzz.
In Little Rock, Arkansas. The Buzz in Little Rock, Arkansas. And he was asked about Aaron Rodgers, because that's the big stink going on with the Pittsburgh Steelers right now.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear that coming up in a little bit. And you're going to love his comment because it's hilarious. And it just goes to show when a guy has had the success that Bradshaw has had in his career and he's the age he is, you can say anything and it doesn't matter. That's coming up in a little bit. But the interesting thing for all of us here in Cleveland is he pivoted from talking Aaron Rodgers to talking about who's no longer a Pittsburgh Steeler. And that guy who's no longer a Pittsburgh Steeler is now a Cleveland Brown. And that's quarterback Kenny Pickett. Here is Steeler legend Terry Bradshaw on 103.7.
The Buzz!
In Little Rock, Arkansas, talking about Pickett.
I liked Kenny Pickett. I liked him at Pitt. I know him. I know what he's like. And when they got him to Pittsburgh, here's what they didn't do. They didn't protect him. They didn't.
Was he a first rounder?
He was. They didn't get him on offensive line. They wanted to run the football, but they didn't have an offensive line that could protect, and they didn't have weapons. He had no wide receivers to speak of. You throw a kid in there for 2 years, and you got an offense that doesn't fit and doesn't work, and they can't run because their offensive line is not even good enough for a run-blocking team. And therefore, they say Pickett was a failure. He wasn't a failure. The Steelers were a failure. He's traded to Cleveland, who now has four quarterbacks.
Right.
And Pittsburgh really has one, I guess.
Yeah.
What's that make you think?
I don't know. Is he coming to the dark side or the Brown side?
I don't think he's coming to the Brown side. I think he's on the Kenny Pickett side. I think that's interesting.
I think the argument that he's laid out, we've heard before, and I think that gives us optimism here in Cleveland.
I don't think we've heard it that badly bashing Pittsburgh for what they did when Pickett was there.
Well, especially from someone who obviously is vested in the Steelers.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the thing. That's where, and I'm not gonna sit here and say that he's going to be the next Sam Darnold or that he's going to be the next Geno Smith, Baker Mayfield, who... You know, Baker had to take a step back, and Baker's playing much better now. What I'm going to say is this. Browns fans, I think that we should all be open-minded about this and give the guy a little time to compete against Joe Flacco and Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders and see what you get. Terry just shredded the Steelers for what happened while he was there. He shredded the offensive line. He said they had no running game. He said the offense was terrible and that the Steelers were the failure. Kenny Pickett wasn't the failure there. During the time Pickett was there, he made 24 starts and he was 14-10 in those starts. And it makes you think a little bit. Okay, he was okay. And we've talked about it. He had some fourth quarter comebacks.
Right.
He did some things that seemed to work. And they were not patient with him. Should they have been patient with him? I don't know. What did they do? They went out, they brought in Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, and Kenny Pickett knew, hey, this isn't going to work for me. I got to go try and reestablish myself. He asked out, and they traded him. Went to Philadelphia. Well, now he's here. I think he's the leading candidate to be the starting quarterback here.
But why? Why? I'm going to tell you why I agree with you.
Okay. I think he's the leading candidate, and I'll give you why, because I'll give you the negatives about the other guys. Shedeur Sanders is a rookie and was still on the board in the fifth round. Dylan Gabriel is a rookie and was still on the board in the third round. What does that mean? We've already gone through this. We've laid it out for you. Guys taken in the third and the fifth round, you keep your fingers crossed that you found a quarterback. And I hope the Browns did. I really do. Why? Because you can't have too many good ones. If you end up with three quarterbacks who can really play here, good. You have trade possibilities. Joe Flacco is certainly not the quarterback of the future here. And though Joe was really good here for a short period of time, he couldn't latch on to the Colts job last year when they gave it to him and replaced Anthony Richardson. They brought Richardson back. Joe's 40. He's not had great success since he's been gone from Baltimore. Pickett is young. He's a veteran. Former first-round pick, whether he should have been or not, he was. And as a starting quarterback in the NFL, he has a winning record. He's 15-10. I think he's the odds-on favorite to be the starting quarterback. And apparently, Terry Bradshaw thinks highly enough of him to go on a radio station and actually say the Steelers were the failure there and not Kenny Pickett. Just makes it a little more intriguing for me.
I'm going to tell you why I think Kevin Stefanski probably wants him to win the job.
Okay.
It's his turnover to – it's what he did in 23 that was in a little bit impressive, even though – he only had six touchdowns.
He's not throwing a lot of touchdowns.
No, but that year he also didn't throw a lot of interceptions. He threw one interception for every 84 passes in 2023. And when you go back and look at that and compare to his first season in 2022 when he was a rookie, he threw nine interceptions and had 389 attempts. So I'm just kind of looking at these numbers off the top of my head. So he has the ability to take care of the football. If you're Kevin Stefanski and you've watched what you've watched over the last couple of years, you are praying for a quarterback that can throw the ball to your team. And I think that Kenny might be in the best position to do that. Don't you think, like, if I had to prioritize what Kevin Stefanski's looking at, forget about everything else. Mm-hmm. What guy is going to take care of the football? What guy is not going to fumble? What guy is not going to throw interceptions? As much as I love Joe Flacco, I know that Joe Flacco, boom, can turn on a dime and he'll give up three or four picks. Like, we know it. We saw it in the playoff game, and we saw the boom in the playoff game when he was here. Loved him in the regular season, but man, we saw the Joe Flacco we didn't want to see in the playoffs. As for the other two guys, you know, their book is unwritten. So we don't know what they're going to look like in the pros
and we hope,
as far as taking care of the football.
And we hope they're both terrific.
Yeah.
You know, let's be honest. I'm not rooting against anybody here, including Flacco. You know, if Joe goes out and he's significantly better than everybody else, great. I just think it's really interesting that you have a Hall of Fame quarterback who basically brings it up when he's asked about something else. Cool Ray is in Bedford. Cool Ray. Welcome.
Cool Ray.
Hey, how you guys doing today, man?
We are good.
Yeah, listen, I like Terry Bradshaw as a commentary. I wasn't around to see him play, but I do know this. He must be on some kind of strong meds for him to say what he said about Kenny Pickett. Like, real talk, Kenny had opportunity to go somewhere else and win a starting position and couldn't do it.
Wait a minute. He was going up against Jalen Hurts.
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. They brought him in there to be the backup.
But if he is as good as Terry just made him seem, it should have been closer than that.
He never had a chance to win that job. Philadelphia's starting quarterback is Jalen Hurts.
When you go somewhere and you're that great of a player, the way Bradshaw's making it seem, like, come on now. Like, listen, if he was there, then it doesn't matter what. Isn't that what we do? Isn't that how we judge great quarterbacks? Isn't that how we judge all the greats, is that no matter what's around him, he elevates the people around him?
I think we judge quarterbacks by their ability to win games and get there. I agree with you. Like, I don't have a problem with your philosophy, but when it's all said and done, it doesn't matter if a quarterback is a jerk or the nicest guy on earth. If they can win games,
right. And
Jalen Hurts can put his hands in front of him and see a Super Bowl ring, right? So,
Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, but I mean.
Yes, I know.
I know. Okay, all right. He can put his hands in front of him and go, look, I've got an MVP in the Super Bowl. How's that
sound? My thing is this, though, with this team here, they have to start making hard decisions, start looking in the mirror. We can't, like, I love my team. I'm like you guys. I remember Brian Sipe, Pozar, all the horrible quarterbacks came in. We, as an organization, we got to start looking at leadership, not players, because we cannot say that we going through all these quarterbacks and can't find one. Now we got four on our team. Like, that is ridiculous right now. Even though I know it's preseason, I ain't preseason yet, but that is still starting to be ridiculous. And people in the national media is starting to know that too. Like, we got to be real with this one.
I don't know. If you're talking about mirrors, didn't our mirror break in 2022? And how many more years of bad luck do we have left? When you brought Watson in, did the mirror break then? That leaves us, what, five more seasons?
Terry Bradshaw likes Kenny Pickett, folks. What's that do for you? Jerry's in Mentor. Hello, Jerry.
Jerry.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Well, so wonderfully well, you wouldn't believe it.
Well, look, my vote's Flacco all the way. Sure, he had a bad game in Houston, and he's prone to interception, but compared to the unknowns they have at the position, Joe took us from a team that had nothing and got us to the playoffs. And right now, I think there's the same situation, right?
Oh. Joe was 2-4 as a starter in Indy last year and couldn't hold off Anthony Richardson, who they benched.
If he comes out and wins, if Flacco's a starter week one and wins, the whole train will start rolling again. I don't disagree with that, but they got to give him the opportunity to do that. Yeah.
If he goes out and beats these guys out, Jerry, that's fine. You know, I just think that they're looking at Pickett and thinking, this is the guy we would like to see win it. That said, I don't know that they really care. And I say that for this reason. I would think they would want Pickett. If he goes and he doesn't play very well and Dylan Gabriel does, well, then Dylan Gabriel's going to be the starter. Or if Joe Flacco does, he's going to be the starter. They need somebody to step in and play well, and I don't really think they care who it is.
What the heck happened in Pittsburgh? Why did things fall apart?
Well,
they didn't fall apart. Their offense stunk, and then they fired their offensive coordinator.
I can't say that I disagree with Terry Bradshaw on any of the things that he said about what happened in Pittsburgh. How could you? They were a mess.
I agree with that.
They were a mess.
I agree. Bradshaw likes Pickett. Do anything for you, Browns fans? 216-474-0092. And you're going to laugh when you hear what Bradshaw had to say about the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers. We'll have that for you next. Chris Easterling covers the Browns for the Beacon Journal. He'll join us at 11. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.